This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I am getting texts from people who are listening. Can I say my personal texts brought to you by, like, I'll just say I'm getting texts from people who are listening. Like, I'm not trying to out Jason's sources whatsoever, but they make such a good point. I have to put it out there. I'm not going to sit there and speculate on his sources, all right? But he says, it's interesting. You have an NFL coach that said that about Shador, talking about Jason. One, could it be a Browns coach? Because what other NFL coach is sitting down wasting time watching Shador do film study right now? Or watching Shador on film right now?
He did say, he said an NFL coach. He didn't say current or former. He just said an NFL coach.
Because what other coach would know what his read should be with these play calls? They have no idea how he's being coached with this offense and what they're looking to get done. I think some people... All right, if there was... The person texting me is making a hell of a point here. I didn't even think about it. Now, I'm not going to call up Jason and go, who's your source? Because that's silly, and I'm not going to do that. But the only thing I could say is that the system, the offense is the offense. Other teams run this offense. Kevin is not just the only person who's ever run this offense in the history. So he might know where that Shador needs to go to the football watching this. But the first part of it, if it's a current NFL coach, they're watching their own guys. They got to pick a 53. They might be getting ready for, unless it was a Carolina coach. That's the only other thing I would think of. Maybe it was a guy from Carolina. Do we need to look over the Carolina? Nah, I don't want to do anything like that. That would be a hell of a point. So if it's a person who maybe is inside, I don't know, then you're kind of saying how far he has to go. Which is not failing a test to me.
Real quick, Anthony. What if it's a coach of a team that's looking for a quarterback? They don't think they have their quarterback right now. And so they're watching other teams that could be moving on.
Well, in terms of like a backup, not a starter, right?
Yeah. That would be what? Jets, Colts.
I think there's a lot of those out there right now.
All right. Well, we're getting down to the nitty gritty. What were you going to say there, Tone?
That I just from the 30,000 foot perspective of watching the little that any of us have gotten to watch. Like, it's going to be hard for Browns fans, especially the ones that are really optimistic about Shador. It's going to be hard for them to have to hear about how late he is on all these throws when they also saw the other rookie quarterback and he didn't look any better than Shador. In fact, I think all of us would say Shador looked better.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard. What? So he was just getting lucky, but what, Dylan Gabriel was getting unlucky. Like, it's just going to be hard for any fans to want to hear that, especially when all they're hearing is Shador's accuracy, how great his accuracy is. So, yeah, okay, you expect most rookie quarterbacks are going to be behind. Now, famously, Patrick Mahomes, you know, even after a year of waiting and where they were grooming him to be the next guy, all you heard from Patrick Mahomes was, I still couldn't read a defense. It took me like 3 years in the NFL before I could read where a linebacker was. So, okay, mm-hmm. So every rookie is going to be behind. That doesn't mean you should be behind Dylan Gabriel. Like, that still doesn't answer that question.
The only reason I would think he is behind, and you're right, like the play on the field would tell fans otherwise. So you want to trust your own eyes when you're watching it. But if all this is preparation and getting ready for it, then I would imagine that Dylan Gabriel, even though Shador has played a lot of football in his own right, Dylan Gabriel is probably better at the pregame preparation, knowing what they want to do in the offense. He's played in so many different offenses that he's ready to go earlier than what Shador is. I would say, again, the talent, and I got several people disagreeing with me online. 216-474-0092. I feel that the talent, the ceiling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Is all on Shador's side. But I when I say that this is heading towards a mess, is that you know where this goes. If they don't win games with Joe, you're immediately going to think, what are we wasting our time with Kenny Pickett for? And then already I think a lot of people go, how high could the ceiling really be on Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah,
Anybody at all said that Dylan Gabriel could be a really good NFL quarterback, franchise quarterback? Not a single person has said it. Even when they drafted him, it was, well, this guy could be a good backup in the NFL.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Where I have Zach Jackson,
and that was the optimistic point of view.
And we got Zach Jackson on his podcast, and this is Zach, who is as Eeyore as anybody, who's saying that yeah, Shador could be really good within a year of development.
I think Shador's strengths of being able to layer the ball, being able to have the right timing while on the move or about to be on the move or as a play kind of breaks down really showed that. He does have elite accuracy and placement when he's on. He hasn't been on every day. He's been on a lot of days. He is worth further development. And again, don't rush these guys. let's all see Shedeur Sanders after a year. And whether that year means 9 months or 12 months or 16 or even 24 of NFL weight room, NFL coaching slash meeting slash playbook slash a little bit of seasoning, actually being used to his surroundings and teammates. I'm telling you, there is a starting quality, really tantalizing player in there. But in terms of actually getting there and doing it the right way, there doesn't need to be a rush. And for all the Sanders fans who have screamed, he's better, he's better, he's better, as I've told you many times, yes, think bigger. The kid is good enough.
That's great. And I love that Zach said that. But as a Browns fan who also does like Shedeur Sanders, I don't have the time. Because you could see a scenario where if Kevin gets fired after this year, you're taking a quarterback still in the first round next year. Kevin gets fired this coming year, if he were. I don't want him fired, but if it goes that way, then damn it, like a new coach, does a new coach want any of that? Does a new regime want any of that? They may just let Sanders go, and by that time, the Sanders fans might just be championing it that he gets let go by the Browns.
Well, they won't want him here. Yeah,
and because I would like him to have his shot.
Because the focus is going to be on the Browns draft pick next year. That quarterback is going to get all the scrutiny. They're going to want him to get all the reps. They're not going to want to be splitting reps. And even then at that point, you're right. So I think, unfortunately for Shedeur, this now, what you would have thought would have been a good situation for him because we don't have a quarterback. Now you're hearing he's not ready. He's got to wait. He's got to sit out. He's got to learn. Well, that takes us right into next year where, hey, the focus is going to be on the next top draft pick.
And a Browns fan out there, and this is a fan any team, your money's your money. You spend your money, but you're talking about your emotions, really, and your time is your biggest currency. You do not want to have your time wasted. You want to have your season to stand for something. And I would say that the majority of Browns fans out there would feel that their time will not be wasted if they see Shedeur Sanders earlier than later. They would feel that their time is wasted with Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel. It's that simple. I have a guy that Zach Jackson, who has liked what? One quarterback in the history of us talking to Zach with the Browns? One, two, maybe? And like, how much do you like him? Saying these nice things about Shedeur Sanders? Saying these good things about Shedeur Sanders? It's like, I want him to be ready. I don't want to rush him. If he's not ready, we're gonna soil him before we get the chance to do it. But man, you're gonna reach a point there where you're gonna get around Thanksgiving, and if this team ain't doing well and it ain't Joe Flacco out there, you're gonna go, what is this? What are we doing here? What is holding him back? Because already fans don't trust the Browns. So if they're telling you Shedeur isn't ready, there's gonna be plenty of people going, I don't believe you. Put him in because I'm going to be here. You may not be. And I want to see what this kid has before I invest my emotions and my time in one of these other guys that are getting ready to play in college next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.